We're back on the Yellow Jacket Hockey Pregame Show. It's Thursday night, and we're at the Finetti Community Center in Menominee, Wisconsin. The Yellow Jackets opening their final weekend of play in 2019-20 as they get ready to take on UW Stout. I'm John Garver. We're joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Rich McKenna. And before we talk anything at all, Rich, the first question I've been getting asked a ton, and I don't know the answer, what's with the Thursday games?
It's just kind of the way the schedule was. I know... For Stout does better in for attendance on Thursdays, so that's why we're here tonight. It's just kind of the way things were with back-to-back travel, having to go a home-and-home against Point and River Falls. I don't know if there really was a reason for that. It was kind of just the way everything kind of lined up between the two teams. It has its advantages and it has its disadvantages, I guess is the best way to put it. It allows, you get a practice in between, which is nice in case you don't have a good showing on the day, night before. And, other times it's like, let's just keep it going. So it's just the way it kind of went this year.
Okay, you took away my next question, kind of asking if you have a preference of having that day off in the middle or going back-to-back, but I guess it kind of depends on what the performance is like the first go-round. Last week you had a pretty nice performance on the Thursday night, and on Saturday, kind of behind the eight ball from the get-go with the injuries and the illnesses to your club.
Yeah, it was tough. The flu's going rampant right now up at UWS, and we had some pretty big time players out with it. I think if you add it up, it's north of 60 points that were out of our lineup, so that didn't help. We have a pretty big time guy out tonight with it, so we have a lot of guys back though too, so hopefully now we can, the forward group is pretty much set minus Connor McLean, and the D group is back minus Lawson McDonald. So it's been a tough month, in all honesty. I can't believe we're in the last weekend of the season. It's flown by. The last month's taken longer than the previous probably two or three from the start of the season in October. Hopefully Oscar's going to be kind of getting back here soon, hopefully, and we're working on that. And hopefully we'll be the plague would have gone through us by time of playoffs next weekend, and we'll be ready to roll.
What does that do to you practice-wise when you kind of have a revolving door of players going in and out with all these illnesses and injuries and everything? How do you structure a good practice?
Well, this week we basically had 2.5 hours of practice so far this week. I canceled practice on Monday, and Hot Rod and myself went in there and strapped on the gloves and disinfected that room. Hasn't looked this shiny in a long time. So we canceled practice on Monday, get guys healthy. A quick little 40-minute twirl on Tuesday. And then Wednesday we got more guys back. So we were actually able to kind of do some line rushes and go over special teams and kind of go over stuff. And, it's been... it's even more than just practice. It's workouts. It's video. It's everything, right? So it's kind of put a little bit of a hold because it's been about 2 weeks where we've had guys in and out and everything else. And guys, even before that, guys were getting sick, so we were given maintenance days. And who do you give a maintenance day to on what days and so on and so forth. So it's been, last 2 weeks have been. A lot of management on the last 2 weeks, I guess would be the best way to put it.
Stout now tonight, a team that you saw earlier this year in this building, a 4-2 victory for them in that Saturday contest. A team that's behind you, 3 points in the standings, and obviously knowing they need to take both games here this weekend to leapfrog over you. You guys knowing you need 1 point in these four games to secure a home playoff series, a win, a River Falls loss, 2 wins will get you that number 3 seed. A lot on the line. Are the guys cognizant of that?
Yeah, I would say the guys understand that. The guys know we've left some points on the board in the last month for sure. I think the guys understand the importance of this game. And there comes a point in time where you have to. Enough's enough. You got to either show up, and these are these are the times too where you get to see the character of your team, right? And you got to, it doesn't matter that they're freshmen and sophomores now. Our freshmen have played over 10 games each. Some of them not even missed a game unless they had to. So, you know, we don't have freshmen anymore. You know, sophomores are now, a lot of them are close to 40 games played. Like, you know, we got to, you got to show up now, right? So, you know, we've talked about that. We've tried to keep it a little bit light, too. You don't want to put too much pressure on anybody either. So, you know, you got to, certain guys you can lean on a little bit more, and you hope your leadership is, you know, there. And, you know, we had a pretty good meeting today in terms of, you know, I kind of called this a culture game. You know, you and I had a discussion, and, you know, culture translated into Latin means cultus, which actually translates to care. So, like, you got to care tonight. And, like, that's what we kind of talked about. We kind of broke it down a little bit more. How are you going to play within your game? And we're going to go, you know, we're going to build upon that. If everyone does the one thing right, and, you know, structure's great, but at the end of the day, you know, there is freedom inside the structure. Like, you got to be able to make a play. You got, you know, have faith in that and have confidence in that. And, you know, so we kind of went through and more in that area than, oh, this is a must win or whatever. You know, like, we, our guys are prepared. We've been going since the second week of school with workouts at 6 a.m. And you know, and workouts 2 days a week, and then you get, you know, you start the season, and then, you know, you have your preseason, and then you have, you know, your videos, and then you have your meetings start, and, you know, like, we do as much as we can with the guys. Like, they practicing a 1-2-2-4 check right now isn't really what we need. Right now, we just need guys with confidence, and, you know, when they have that swagger, we're a pretty dangerous team.
How do you get a guy like Andrew Durham, who scored once in his last 9 games, Chad Lopez once in his last 10, Jordan Martin hasn't lit the lamp since early January, how do you get those guys going offensively? Because they're obviously a big part of the offensive engine of this club.
Well, first of all, with Chad Lopez, he needs to get rid of that 77 flex stick because the puck manages to go through it every time he's on the back door. So we've hit some sticks in his stick rack, so maybe he plays with the right one here tonight. You know, Durham, it's, you know, let's stop trying to pick a corner and breaking out the other team, and let's just get the hit. Let's hit the net first. All the guys are getting chances. They're just not capitalizing. So let's hit the net for Durham. Let's bear down on our stick for CeeLo. You know, Martin's an interesting guy. He plays really hard, like, and you know what you're going to get with him, and he gets chances, and, you know, but I think it's in his head a little bit. You know, I told him, like, just go to the net, and once one goes in off your shin guards, you'll probably be okay. So, you know, we have a little bit of a plan. I mean, you know, we had, you know, changed some things up a little bit, and, you know, and it's a great opportunity for them tonight to kind of get ramped up here before we go. And that's basically the message also, you know, going into Saturday, like, all right, guys, this is the last kick of the can, and, you know, and it comes a brand new season, and it's do or die at that point. So, you know, if you haven't scored and we rely on you for offense, now's a good time to kind of maybe put one and get on the score sheet there. And, you know, so we'll talk about that going into tomorrow.
You're a Ripple in Stillwater, coach. Good luck tonight.
Take care, guys.